The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, we're going to be learning the halachas of brachas in Siman Nun. We're going to start today with halacha Zayin in Siman Nun. Let's see the kitzer. Hatoim es hatavshel, someone who tastes a food which is cooking, im tzarech melach v'kiyotzibo, if it needs salt or some other spicing for the food, upolit, and he spits out the food from his mouth, he does not swallow it. So he's doing it just to taste it, to see what it needs. Einot tzarech levarach, he does not need to make a bracha. There's no bracha made on tasting a food if he doesn't actually swallow it. Avo imbolea, however, if he would swallow the food, even though he's only doing it for tasting it, yesh safik im tzarech levarach, there's a doubt in halacha if he needs to make a bracha, kevan tu bolea, since he is swallowing the food. O ein tzarech levarach, or he does not need to make a bracha, kevan she'en kavanasa la'achila, since he is not intending to eat it. The question is, when a person is tasting the food and swallowing it, he's not doing it to eat, he's doing it to understand what the needs of the food are. But he, on the other hand, because he's actually swallowing it, there's a possibility in halacha you'd have to make a bracha. So it's ambiguous in halacha, someone tasting and swallowing the food, does he need to make a bracha? V'lachen yizoher she'echavin lahonus mimenu b'taras achila. Therefore he should be careful that he should intend to have hana, to have benefit, b'taras achila, in the context of actually eating it. V'yivarech alavi yivla. He should make a bracha and swallow. What the kitzur is saying is that if he would actually be spitting it out, he does not need to make a bracha. If he's swallowing it for the sake of tasting, it's ambiguous in halacha if he has to make a bracha. Therefore, he should intend mentally that even though he really is only doing it for tasting the food, but he should also have in mind he wants to eat. He wants to eat from this food. And therefore, he'll get out of the question of whether he has to make a bracha on tasting the food. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, even if he didn't intend to eat, even if he did it just for tasting, if he had the amount of food, which is a revius is approximately 3 ounces, if he had that amount of food also, he'd be able to make a bracha, even if he was doing it for tasting. So therefore, in halacha, someone tasting a food has a number of different options. One option would be to spit out the food, then there would be no question he did not need to make a bracha. If he wants to eat the food, if he wants to swallow the food, then either he should have a kavanah, have intention to eat it, or even if he's not intending to eat it, but if he's tasting the amount which is revius, about 3 ounces, then also he could make a bracha. And on the Kitzer website, there is a beginner's video about this topic, about someone tasting a soup, in order to see what it needs if he has to make a bracha. So that is halacha zayin. Let's see the next halacha. Ha'ochel o shosel refuah, someone who eats or drinks for refuah, for medicinal purposes. Emudover mutam v'nena mimeno, if it's something which is tasty and he has enjoyment from it. Mevarach olav lefanav ala acharav, he makes before and after. Bracha haru'uyalo, the bracha which is appropriate. Let's say there was some sort of food that the person would gain from eating it. He has to take, let's say, a tea or some other food, something that, or even let's say chicken soup, something which is, he's doing it only for the medicinal purposes, but if it's a food that he has hana from, he has benefit from, he must make a bracha. Bracha before and a bracha after. So again, Mavarach Olav Lefanav Ala Acharav, he makes before and after the food, Bracha Ru'uyalo, the Bracha which is appropriate for that food. Vafilu Hu Davar Isser, even if it's something which is forbidden to eat, there's some Isser and Halacha to eat the food, but he has a life-threatening case, a medical reason why he has to eat it. Kevan shahatara hitira lo ata, since the Torah is maturated, permits the person to eat it now, he must make a bracha on it. Even if the food is something which is forbidden to eat, if in his circumstance it's life-threatening and he's therefore permitted to eat it, he would make a bracha on it. The Kitza continues, v'imhu davar mar, and if it's something which is bitter, he does not have benefit from it, he does not make a bracha. If he's only taking a pill or something which is not food, there's no hano, there's no benefit to him, he would not make a bracha on it. And the Kitzer continues, Hashosa Beitza Chaya, someone who drinks a raw egg, Letzachzech Kolo, to sort of lubricate his voice, to make it smooth, like you have chazanim very often, people that are trying to sing, they will take something to make their voice clearer. Even though he doesn't benefit from the taste, even though he doesn't enjoy the way that it tastes, but he benefits from the nourishment. There's nourishment by eating this egg, the mezan zayin, because it gives him nutrition to eat the egg. He makes the bracha. If someone eats a raw egg, even though he might not like the taste, but it gives him nourishment, he would make the bracha on the nourishment. In terms of this halacha, we're saying that if someone is eating or drinking something for medicine, if it's a food that he has hana from, he has benefit from, he would make a bracha. If it's something which is bitter and there's no hana, there's no benefit from it, he would not make a bracha. Like for a pill or a Tylenol, something which is he's just taking for a headache or some other medicinal purposes, he would not make a bracha. The question is, what if a person takes a flavored medicine? Let's say you have this, let's say Tums, flavored Tums, or a cough syrup which tastes good. The question is, does a person make a bracha on that? Really, it's a medicine, but there is a certain amount of sweetness to it. It's actually an ambiguous point in the contemporary poskim. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was asked this question, and it's a little bit not clear practically what a person should make a bracha on if there's a sweetness to the medicine. Clearly, something like a Halls or a cough drop, which is basically a candy, which is has a medicine in it, which for the sake of the cough, something which is basically a sweet food, like a candy, for sure he would make a bracha. He definitely would make a bracha on it. If it's just a flavor to a cough syrup, or to a Tums, something which has a flavor taste to it, it's not clear in halacha, and generally it would seem that unless it's like a candy, it's not clear in halacha, one would be able to make a bracha, and it would seem to avoid making a bracha until it's clear that there's a real substance to the amount of sugar or candy in the medicine. Let's see halacha test. Nichnas lo dover begrono, something enters his throat, v'shosem mashkin, and he drinks liquid, o'ochel chatichas pas lebolo, or if he eats bread to swallow it, someone who wants to clear his throat with liquid or with bread, o'shar davar shenene mimeno, or he's eating something which he has hana, he has benefit from, even though he's doing it primarily to clear his throat, tzorch levarich olav lefanav ala'acharav, he needs to make a bracha before and after, because he's gaining, he has benefit from the food that he's eating. Aval im shosem mayim shelo letzamo. However, if he's drinking water, not because he's thirsty, ela kedei lahavliya mash nechnas lo begrono, but he's doing it to swallow what was stuck in his throat. If someone is drinking water, something got caught in his throat, and he takes water to clear his throat, or there's some other reason why he has to take water, not because he's thirsty, but there's some reason why he has to drink water. Getting back to the case of the pill, if he's the pill, he would not make a bracha, and even the water after the pill, that also he would not make a bracha. That would be like another tzorach, another need to take water, not for the sake of being thirsty. So the Kitzur says lo yavarich, he should not make a bracha. The fish ein hana la adam b'shtiya samayim, because there's no benefit to the person when he drinks water. Unless he's drinking it because he's thirsty. The kids are saying like this. By other foods, let's say soda, orange juice, even if he's drinking it for some other purpose, as long as the food has taste to it, he would make a bracha because there's a benefit from eating the food or drinking the drink. But if he's taking water not because he's thirsty, but because of some other reason, he would not make a bracha. Therefore, a person would only make a bracha on water because he's thirsty. If there's no taste to water, the hana, the benefit is that he's quenching his thirst. If he's not thirsty, he would not make a bracha on the water. So again, getting back to the case of the pill, if a person is swallowing a medicine and he's taking a juice or soda afterwards, he would make a bracha. If he's taking water, he would not make a bracha. Let's see halacha yod. Shachach v'hichnis ochel l'toch piv. Someone forgot, and he put food in his mouth below bracha, without a bracha. So now he realizes when the food is in his mouth that he didn't make a bracha. What should he do? Imhu davar sh'af im yaflito lo yehi nimas. If it's something that even if he will spit it out, will not be disgusting to him. If it's something that, let's say it's a hard food, something that has not really been chewed yet, and if he'll spit it out, he'll still be able to eat it. Yaflito l'toch yado v'yivarech alav. He should spit it into his hand and make a bracha. Because we want to make a bracha when his mouth is free from food. He should not make the bracha when the food is still in his mouth. Because it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, my mouth should be full of your praise. And therefore, any time a person makes a bracha, he should avoid having something in his mouth, because he wants to make the bracha with a full mouth. So if he could spit out the food and make the bracha, that's the best option in halacha. And if it's something that if he will spit it out, will be nimas, will be disgusting to him. Let's say it's a piece of meat or chicken, and it's all chewed up, and if he would spit it out, he would not be able to eat it again. Since it's forbidden to cause food to be destroyed, to be wasted, and if he would spit it out, it would just be wasted. He removes it in his mouth to one side of his mouth. He makes the bracha. He makes the bracha when the food is on one side of his mouth, because he has no option to spit it out, because then it will be wasted. It's something that he won't be able to eat afterwards. And because he hasn't made the bracha, he'll have to move it to a part of his mouth. And even though he's not making the bracha with a full mouth, it's better to make the bracha with food in his mouth than to waste the food. So he makes the bracha when the food is in his mouth. V'yamira lo kein b'mashkin. If this happened with some sort of liquid, she efshalo lo salkon letzad acher, that it's impossible to move it to one side of his mouth, meaning physically, if a person is trying to make a bracha with liquids, it's not possible. He'll either have to spit it out or swallow it, but he won't be able to make the bracha when the liquid is in his mouth. So what's the halacha? Azai im yesh lo od mashkin. If he has more liquids, yiflot elu li'ibud, he should spit out the ones that are in his mouth. Meaning, in a case where he will not be able at all to make the bracha, it's better to spit the liquids out of his mouth than to swallow them without a bracha. Assuming that he has more liquids, that halachically it's preferable, if he doesn't really need this liquid, it's preferable to spit it out. But if he has no more liquid, and he's dochek, he has a need for the little bit which is in his mouth. I mean, if he has a particular need, why he needs this liquid, and if he'll spit it out, he'll be lacking the necessary liquids that he needs to drink. Bolan, then he is permitted to swallow them. And he can make the bracha, which is really made before drinking liquids. In this case, he can make the bracha after he swallows it. I mean, the kids are saying like this. It's not clear in halacha, is a person able to make a bracha on the liquids after he swallows them? So we say, if there's not such a big need, it's better to spit them out and lose the liquids. if he needs the liquids, then he's allowed to swallow them, but and then he would make the bracha after he swallows them. Tikitzer explains, Tikamen de Nizkar ba'odo b'piv, because since he remembered when the liquids were in his mouth, Dome kitsas lo'over la'asiyoso. It's a little bit similar to over la'asiyoso. Over la'asiyoso is a concept both by a bracha on the food and a bracha on doing a mitzvah, and any item that a person takes for a mitzvah, he makes the bracha before he does the mitzvah, before he eats the food. So normally before a person is eating or drinking, he'll make the bracha before he eats or drinks. In a case like this, where he has liquids and he needs the liquids, he can't spit them out. Since he remembered when the liquids were in his mouth, so that mental note that he made, that he needs to make the bracha, is, so to speak, considered that he has some connection to the bracha before he drank them, and therefore he make drink them and then make the bracha afterwards, because the fact that he noted the fact that he needs to drink them is considered that he has some connection to the bracha before the eating or the drinking, and therefore, in this case of the drinking, he may make the bracha after he drinks them, after he drinks the liquids, if he has a particular need for those liquids. The Kitzur continues, Av bracha acharona lo yivarech. However, he should not make a bracha afterwards because these liquids were drunk in a situation where he did not do the proper thing. He did not make the bracha properly before them. So therefore, if he drank the liquids in a case where he needs this liquid and he remembered when it was in his mouth, he does not make a bracha afterwards. Ach im huyayin v'shasa revias. However, if it's wine and you drink revias, again, revias is around the amount of 3 ounces, maybe a little bit more than 3 ounces. Moshe would say it's around 3.3 ounces. Yivarech gam bracha acharona. Then you should make a bracha acharona. What we're saying is like this: in such a case where the liquid was, he did not make a bracha on the liquid before he drank. Now he remembered when the liquid is in his mouth. So he did not make a bracha after drinking the bracha acharona, the bracha after drinking liquids, which is a bar nefoshos. He does not make the bracha on such a case. If he remembered when the liquid was in his mouth and he needs the liquids, he can make the bracha rishona. So let's say he had orange juice in his mouth. He remembered when the orange juice was in his mouth. If he needs that orange juice, he can make the bracha shakol on the orange juice, but he does not make a bar nefashos on the orange juice. But if it's wine, because the bracha after wine is a more chashav bracha, it's a more significant bracha, he cannot just abolish the bracha on the wine, which is the bracha ala gefen v'api agefen, and therefore, if he had the requisite amount of wine that requires a bracha afterwards, which is a revius, again, approximately 3.3 ounces, then he should make the bracha afterwards. So to sum up this halacha, it's a little bit complicated. When it's a food that can be spit out from his mouth and he will be able to eat it like a hard food, he should spit it out and make the bracha, then put it in his mouth. If it's a food that cannot be spit out, let's say meat or chicken, something which is chewed up and he won't be able to spit it out and eat it, he doesn't want to waste the food, but he's able to make the bracha when it's in his mouth, he moves it to the side of his mouth. If it's liquids, then because it's physically it's not possible to make a bracha on the liquids when they're in his mouth, then if he doesn't specifically need these liquids, he should spit them out, even though he'll have to actually be ma'abi, he'll have to lose those liquids. Even though he's losing the food, it's better to lose the food than to swallow without a bracha. If he specifically needs the liquids, then he may swallow them, make the bracha afterwards, but he only makes a bracha acharona. The bracha after, it's normally made after the food, so he only makes that if it was wine and he had drunk a revius. Again, the size a little bit more than 3 ounces. Let's see halacha yud aleph. Hayulafanav shnei minim shebechaseim shavos. If he has two types of food, that the brachos are equal. They're both the same type of a bracha. Kigon egos v'tapuach. He has, let's say, a nut and an apple. It's the same type of a food. Shiyach levarach al echad, v'lifter gam hasheni, that he's able to make the bracha on one, and pater exempt the other one. Chayav lasas ken, he is obligated to do that. If he has two types of food that are ha'etz, he may not make a separate ha'etz on both, he must make one ha'etz on the nut or the apple, and he'll exempt the other fruit. V'asu lo levarich al echad, it's forbidden for him to make the bracha on one. V'kavana shlo liftor es hasheni, when he's intending not to exempt the other one, he cannot make the bracha on one, specifically not to exempt the other type of the ha'etz. K'dei levarich olav bifnei atzmo, in order to make the bracha separately on this other one. Mishum sha'asa ligram bracha she'ena tzvichav, because it's forbidden to cause himself to come to a bracha which is not necessary. Meaning, because he has two foods that are ha'etz, he could very well make one bracha ha'etz and exempt both. Therefore, he's not allowed to say, I'll make the bracha on this one individually, and I'll make the bracha, a separate bracha on the other one also individually. He may not do that. He must make one bracha on both. Otherwise, it's considered a bracha she'ena tzricha. It's an unnecessary bracha to make a separate bracha on each one. Divarech al hayoser chashuv, he should make a bracha on the one which is more important. V'niftar hasheni, and he will exempt the other one. Aval pi shelohesa kavanoso lepotro, even though he didn't have specific intention to exempt the other one. What we're saying is like this. If you have two foods, so there are cases where one food is considered to be more chashuv, more important than the other one. Let's say, for example, one of the foods was a shivas haminim, the seven foods that Eretz Israel was blessed with. Let's give the example of a grape. A grape is one of the shivas haminim, one of the foods mentioned in the Pesukim about the foods of Eretz Israel. So if you had, let's say, a grape and an apple, he should make a bracha on the grape. And even though he didn't specifically have in mind for the apple, as long as it was in front of him and there was a possibility of him eating it, even though he didn't have specific intention to eat the apple, the bracha on the grape will exempt the apple. Another example of something which is considered chashuv, something which is considered to be important, is if the food is shalim, it's a whole food. Let's say he has a whole apple and he has a piece of an apple or a piece of an orange, he should make the bracha on the whole apple, or let's say the whole orange, and exempt the piece of the other fruit. But even if he didn't have specific kavanah, even without specific intention to exempt it, he would patur it, he would exempt the other fruit. Aval, however, in birach alzeh she'en al chashuv, if he made the bracha on the one which is not as chashuv, which is not as important, eno niftar ha'chashuv, then the more important one is not exempted, ele im kein hayadato lepatra, unless he had specific intention to exempt the other one. Let's give the example of the grape and the apple. So what he should do, he should make the bracha on the grape, which is from the shivas haminim, and he will exempt the apple. Let's say he made a bracha on the apple. So can the bracha on the apple exempt the grape, which is more chashuv, more important because of shivas haminim? So we say, lechatchila, he should make a bracha on the grape. If he made a bracha on the apple, if he had specific intention to exempt the grape, I'm just giving that example as one of the shivas haminim, if he had specific intention by eating the apple to exempt the grape, then he would exempt it. I'm just continuing in the kitzer. Aval in birech bistam. But if he made a bracha stam without specific intention to exempt, in my example, the grape, tzorach lachso ulevarech ala chashuv, he must make a bracha again on the chashuv, and the more important one. The kitzer is saying a halacha that if a person made a bracha on an apple and he wants to exempt something which is more chashuv, more important, let's say, for example, shivas haminim, if he didn't have a specific intention when he ate the apple to exempt the shivas haminim, he must make another bracha on the chashuv, on the more important one. The kitzur explains, ze'eno bidin, it's not proper, shivto she'eno chashuv l'chashuv, that the less important one should exempt the more important one, derech grara, just incidentally, that he made the bracha primarily on the less important one, and it should just sort of literally drag along the other one. Meaning what we're saying is that you cannot make the bracha on the less important one, and that should carry over to the more important one. When he makes the bracha on the more important one, let's say the shivas haminim, the grave, that will exempt the less important one. So, and lechatchila, he should make on the shivas haminim. even if he didn't make a bracha on the Shiva Samina, make a bracha, let's say, on the apple, if he had specific intention to exempt the Shiva Samina, it would exempt them. If he didn't have specific intention when he made a bracha on the apple to exempt the Shiva Samina, whichever one is more chashuv, let's say it was a shalim, the other one was whole, he made a bracha on the piece of a fruit, and he didn't have specific intention to exempt the one which is a whole fruit, it will not exempt it without specific intention, because the bracha is being made on the least, or the lesser, chashivas, the lesser importance, it will not exempt the one of more importance without specific intention.